Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Man, a couple of years ago, Dave, it was coming out of the shadows. Like sports and wagering on sports, it's like, all right, it's not in the back of the barbershop anymore. Like this has become mainstream. We're seeing mainstream television covering odds and things like that. And then coronavirus comes in, boom, puts a stop to all of it. How challenging has it been for the industry?
Yeah, I mean, I can only speak for Bet Online, but, you know, thankfully we have a humongous poker room and casino. You know, we're not only a sports book, but we have a poker room and casino. So, you know, the numbers have actually gone up big time in both of those. So they're doing all the heavy lifting. So we're fortunate for that. But yeah, if we were just a sports book only, oh my God, I we'd be really hurt. And some of these guys are competitors out there. That's all they are. Some of the land-based guys who don't have mobile betting. Wow, I really feel for all those guys. But like I said, we're in a good spot because we're 100% online and we have a casino and poker room that are doing all the heavy lifting now. But yeah, from a sports side of things, I deal more with the sports book. So it's been a crazy 3 weeks or last month or however long it's been now. But we're making the best of it. We have a lot of stuff still to bet on. We're getting creative. Our PR is through the roof because just all the creative stuff we're doing. So we're still taking good action. I mean, is it anything close to March Madness and NBA and start of the MLB season action? No, absolutely not. But we're making the best, and there's still plenty of stuff to bet on.
Well, I find that to be very interesting, Dave, because my assumption would have been that a lot of people with whatever's happening with their jobs, we know the economic impact of all of this, that disposable income and, you know, the money that might have been wagered might be put on hold for a little bit. Does this tell us the anatomy of a typical gambler that, you know, they either throw caution to the wind or they have that money to gamble?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely, I guarantee there's people on the sidelines who are concerned about their jobs or lost their jobs, and I don't blame those people at all. We don't want people, you know, playing with their last bit of money or if they're out of work trying to support pay their rent with their paychecks. But on the other hand, there are people that are still working and in good financial, and they're sitting in their house bored you know what. So, you know, it's a give or take. You got guys that are on the sidelines who are waiting, who might be in a little bit of financial trouble. Good, stay on the sidelines, please. But then on the other side, there's the people that do have money, have more time on their hands, so they're coming to the site and betting more. So, you know, a little give and take there. Big dumb
game. Dave Mason joining us on the show. So you're able to actually – has this always been available, or have you guys always – you kind of wanted to do something like this where there's like head-to-head TV ratings between shows, adult entertainment online viewing, Ozark season 3, things like that. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, you know, sports books usually offer that stuff or they don't. They're into PR or they're not. And we're into PR marketing big time, so we always try to get creative. So we always have stuff like that. We just have more of it now than ever. I mean, we're just, you know, we got a team of guys that in the marketing group that are just coming up with all sorts of ideas. Anything that A, will get action, and B, maybe make some noise and get us in the press and keep our betonline.ag on all the important blogs and websites. I mean, that's another positive, you know, I'm thinking from a business standpoint only for positive, you know, not only the casino poker numbers are going through the roof, but our PR is just, I mean, we're getting more interview requests and articles and people, you know, tweeting our stuff more than the Super Bowl week. So it's absolutely insane. So, you know, if there's a silver lining from a business standpoint, it's definitely PR.
All right, Dave Mason joining us from Bet Online. Okay, so one of the interesting futures that I think we're all pondering, because this is something that we're all rearing to go, is when are we going to see sports again? So you have an interesting one about which sport comes back first. How do you handicap that one?
Yeah, it's a tough one to handicap, you know, because it changes every day. There's different rumors every day. I think we had baseball to come back first, I believe. I don't have the odds right in front of me right now. Next MLB game to be played August 1st or sooner. Yes is minus 175. One of my guys, you know, insider, semi-insider, and again, it's a very fluid situation, said the NBA players don't even want to come back to any kind of shortened season or all the guys playing in the city. So, yeah, the MLB definitely the favorite.
What about college football games there, Dave?
What do you mean? When are they going to come back?
Because we always use the term like, well, Vegas always knows. Have you heard anything in that case? Because there are odds on the top college football games, things like that.
Yeah, we do have. I mean, we have odds on game of the year, some of the best, you know, rivalries of the year. We put those up. You know, another thing we did, you know, we're getting more aggressive with stuff like that. So we do have all those odds up. But again, the games have to happen for action. So if the college football season gets postponed or canceled or whatever, then, you know, those bets just get no action. The college one's tough. You know, it's a tough one with all those college students and everything. I wouldn't be surprised if that's delayed as well. I mean, we'll see. I hope not. But we'll see. It's a crazy, fluid event.
Now, I know one of the interesting ones you have up there, which is not affiliated with sports, but in many ways it mirrors how we look at sports as a roller coaster, is what the money markets are going to do. And I know people are this comes up every day. People are like, Anthony, what are you doing with your money? Do you have any money to invest? What do you want to do? I get these vultures all over the place, and everyone's trying to nail, you know, when this is going to hit the basement. What are you finding right now when you have your props on for that?
People are betting mostly unders on all of those. I mean, those are just so hard to book because, you know, then you're taking action from all these stock guys who are usually pretty sharp guys. So you're going head-to-head with these guys. It's never a good thing, but that's one of the other things that we've been more aggressive with, just to have content on the site. But, you know, people – but most of the, whereas usually most action on is on over unders on the over, with these, unfortunately, a lot of people are betting the unders.
Dave, we thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours.
Take care, guys.
Thank you. Dave Mason joining us, betonline.ag, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tone, would you put anything on any marble racing or anything like that?
No, but I find it very interesting that, I know we all know different people from different backgrounds and different walks of life. I just can't fathom gambling right now. I can't. I mean, even
well,
the,
you
the
and
sharps.
I've never been. You and I've never been gamblers, though. Like we've never really, for whatever reason, sports talk radio show hosts. I gotta be careful how I say this. There's been a lot of guys in history, and they like to put some action down. And you and I, for all the vices that you and I have, we've never done that. We've never really been big gamblers, you and I.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is, even if you know people that are big finance guys, right? Even they, while they think this is a great opportunity, they're also shaking their head, going, this is not good. This isn't good. Every day is worse news than the next. And those are the same people that gamble a ton on sports. And to hear him say that they're still getting tons of wagers on even the obscure stuff was really interesting to me.
Yep, 216-578-0092. I don't know. I think there's a lot of things that maybe is a little bit fun, but I don't know. The parlays and things like that are fun, more fun to me. You know, you go down to the Elks Club or something like that back in the day, and you do something like that, but everything else, it's just like, whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.